regardless of what language you may speak to those around you. When you pray in your native tongue. Why? Because that is the language not only of your birth, but also of your heart. And it is your heart which must always lead in prayer. It is your heart to which God will respond directly. Prayer, like love, arises as a mystery of the heart. As Pascal said, the heart has its reasons which reason knows not of. It is best to learn how to pray by praying the prayers of others, beginning with the biblical Psalms. Let the great prayers of others, including the saints, help direct your feelings, hopes, and desires down those historical riverbank-like channels which have led to the ocean of God. Like the language of the Bible, these prayers are timeless, yet fit into many situations. We are all timed beings, and though we may start and must start with these prayers, which will doubtless put words to our inner being, we will also eventually have to put our prayers into our own words, addressing our specific situations. For prayer always brings us fully into the present moment between God and us. It is as personal as we ever get. Learning how to pray in our own language is akin to the time-honored process of learning how to paint. You begin by copying the masters, and in time, you discover what works and what does not work for you and your heart. Truth is, God will be right in the middle of this process, though unseen and undetected, for it is God who teaches us how to pray. The 3-minute prayer retreats are designed to assist you in putting into words what you seek of and from God. As you meditate and reflect on this or that phrase, feel free to paraphrase what is there by putting its meaning into your own words. It would be good to record them in a notebook. Over time, your paraphrases will form an outline of your heart and soul, and can become the content of continued prayer. Through this process, you will discover the central themes of your relationship with God. Hopefully, you will realize the importance of persevering in prayer for what you seek, just like that widow did, who Jesus praised in Luke 18. Such protracted prayers shape and strengthen your character before God.